I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, a new book, The Steamer Admiral and Streckfuss Steamers, A Personal View. The book, which contains historic photographs and text and firsthand stories, is written by a St. Louis woman who spent 18 years working on the legendary boat, beginning when she was a teenager. And Aaron Williams will examine a unique venue for artists, musicians, poets, and other creative types, blank space. But we begin with this. That's the B-52s, and the band's Fred Schneider is in St. Louis for a performance this weekend with the Gateway Men's Chorus, and he joins us now along with the chorus's music director, Al Fisher. Welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you.
Fred Schneider, I think that party band is a great description of the B-52s. You definitely have your own sound. Do you have a way that you like to describe it?
Permanent wave.
Did you make that up? Or?
Yeah, I made that up. We are a dance. We started out playing parties, and we love, at the time, we were always going to dance parties, doing dance parties, and we play everything from James Brown to Perez Prado to the Ramones. And we just kept it up, and now our shows are like parties. People can really let loose.
Yeah, and they do. Al Fisher, you're calling this this weekend's performance Bad Boys. So did you come up with that after you booked Fred Schneider? And then, Fred, I want to know if you are one. So,
actually, we had that name on the books before Fred Schneider, and then we found out that Fred might be interested in joining us. And looking for the perfect slot for Fred Schneider, it had to be Bad Boys.
Sound like a good fit to you?
Well, I'm B-A-A-A-D.
Ooh.
Is that worse than single
No,
A?
No, it's better. It's James Brown bad.
Well, in all seriousness, were you a bad boy?
No, actually, I was quite good till I lapsed as a Catholic.
Well, you grew up, I guess you grew up in New Jersey, but
yes.
You really started music when you went to college and
Well, after college, actually. I didn't study music or, you know, I wrote.
Yeah, basically. Didn't actually you study forestry?
I was in forestry.
What did you want to do?
Well, I wanted to be a conservationist. I was very naive. I just thought I could be a conservationist.
Hang out in the woods.
Well, you know, save rare animals and things like that. But now I can do more, so.
Yeah. Well, you went to college in Georgia in a small college town.
Well, the town was small. The college had half the people in it.
Was it? How do they pronounce it? Athens, Georgia? Athens?
Athens.
Athens, Georgia.
You're thinking of like Cairo, which is Cairo,
right.
And Vienna.
I get mixed up on all that,
Vienna.
Too.
Vienna.
Well, I read that you started, you know, and of course, all your bandmates were college friends, I guess.
I was the only one who went to college there. Ricky went one semester, and Keith took his place to study piano or something. Mm-hmm. Kate went to college in Boston.
Well, is it true that you started doing the band thing just sort of out of boredom? Because there wasn't a lot of, I guess you got some good bands coming through playing at the college, but there wasn't a big music scene there, was there?
There wasn't. No, it was mostly fraternity appealing bands, southern, what do they call it, beach music.
So this would have been in like 1976, I think, when
yes,
you started
that's
with them.
When we started.
So how did...
I was living in Atlanta. I moved back once with... We thought, you know, let's do a band because there's nothing else to do in Athens. And I was sick of living in Atlanta, so I wanted to move back.
So how'd that happen?
Well, I only met Cindy that Halloween. And then a couple of days later, we had drinks at a Chinese restaurant and then went over a friend's house, and he had a little setup down in his basement, and we jammed on a song called Killer Bees, because Killer Bees had escaped in Brazil. So we had a song about, you know, a disaster song.
Well, who were you guys listening to back in 1976?
Well, we liked the Ramones, Devo, Prez Prado, Ima Sumac, Velvet Underground, all kinds of things. Some disco, funk. I like soul, Motown.
Well, you have such a great, you know, unique sound. How soon did that develop? Did that come right away?
Pretty much, because Ricky was a really good guitarist. Keith was a drummer, and he was playing in local bands, and Ricky was a really good guitarist. He learned from Georgia Public TV how to play guitar.
We're talking with Fred Schneider and Al Fisher about the Gateway Men's Chorus production of Bad Boys, which is this Friday and Saturday night at the 560 Music Center. And you've been in town, Fred, for a while. Rehearsals, that's a luxury, isn't it, Al? Most people in this situation, I know the guest artists like rehearses before they get here. Sometimes I get in town hours before a concert. So I would say this is a luxury for you guys.
I would say so. Fred has been extremely generous with his time, and he just wants to be part of the gang for the group, or with the group, actually. And so we're not really treating him very, very special at all.
What was that?
We took him out for drinks. We had dinner with him, and we're just kind of having a party week with our friend Fred here.
Yeah, Fred, I know that you and the 52s, B-52s, have played in St. Louis probably who knows how many times over the years. But you told me earlier before we started.
Maybe five.
Was that all?
Yeah.
But you've never really seen it as, you've never been a tourist here.
All I've seen is some crazy dress store downtown that I went with. We just saw all these crazy things in the window. So we went in, and there's a sign saying, do not take photos. And I can't imagine who would want to steal, because the clothes are so wild.
Well, Al, you should have taken him to the Arch or something.
Are you doing that?
I've seen the Arch.
He's seen the Arch. I'm hoping to get him to the Botanical Garden.
Yeah, the Botanical, that's more interesting.
Oh, you'll love that.
Yeah.
Well, what have you decided? I'm sure you're going to do some hits that we'd all recognize, right?
Love Shack and Planet Claire.
Some say she's from Mars, or one of the seven stars that shine after 3:30 in the morning. Well, she is it.
But then we're also doing two songs from Good Stuff, Dreamland, and
Hot Pants Explosion, baby.
No, that came out of left field to me. But, you know, you got some bad boys. And Monster. Well, there you go, bad boy.
And I know there's going to be more than B-52 music at the concert, Al.
Yeah, we've got, geez, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Verdi, Bernstein. We've got a whole big pile of stuff.
Well, what's this whole Bad Boys concept anyway? Go into that.
Just guys with attitude, guys with something to say and don't care what people think about them. We poke some fun at our good buddy Rick Santorum at the beginning of
the
show.
Yeah, I understand there's some sort of political tribute you have.
Yeah, it's just the first song. We just kind of open up with a little bit of attitude.
Fred, this is sort of unusual, this sort of you being involved with a group like this, isn't it? You don't do this kind of thing often.
Never. This is the first time.
Well, what made this appealing to you?
I don't know. I'm probably out of my mind. Well, I am out of my mind. I don't know. It just sounded interesting. I have a friend from Atlanta who moved here, and he's in the chorus, and he works for the opera. And he asked me, and I thought about it, and as I told them, do I really want to be around 80 good singers? And I thought, well, why not? Because the songs they picked were so pretty much left field. And then I suggested Dreamland, and that's turning out to be the hardest one for me. But it's been fun. We had a rehearsal last night. It went really well.
Well, you're talking about being with good singers. But you say that you're not a great singer.
I'm not. I don't think I'm a great singer. I mean, you know, when in grammar school, when there was a sing-along, or high school, I didn't sing. You know, it was like, whatever. I didn't like the songs anyway.
Well, you talk about that tux thing. There's a word for that that escapes me.
Sprechstimme.
Sprechstimme.
Sprechgesang. Yeah. German.
And how did that come from your poetry? Or?
Well, actually, that's what I, before I dropped out of college, I knew I was dropping out, and I was taking creative writing, and I was lazy. And a friend said he was going to do a book of poetry, and I thought, boing, that sounds, I'll just write whatever. And I wound up really liking what I was doing. And the teacher said, I don't understand any of this, but I know you're sincere. And actually, some of the poems developed into songs later on.
Yeah. I think you did a couple of books of poetry, at least, didn't you?
I've done two. One self-published, and then a Kenny Scharf illustrated one.
So the B-52s start out as a bunch of friends just getting together in a college town and, I guess, performing at local clubs and things. That was about
No, we didn't play. We didn't play Athens until after we played New York.
What?
We played the Folk Club.
Really?
And they were like, oh, God, what is this? And then we built it, and they were like, oh, when are you coming back?
Well, nobody I was going to say nobody sounded like you then. I don't think anyone sounds like you now, really, either. But what kind of reaction did you get in the beginning? Did everybody just love it?
Well, in Athens, our friends weren't the fraternity and sorority crowd, so they were, like, in the art schools and music and stuff, and they really liked it. And we played Max's Kansas City in 77, and there were only 17 people there, but they asked us back.
Mm-hmm. Well, your first hit, I believe, would have been Rock Lobster.
Yes.
But you'd only been together 2 or 3 years. That's pretty amazing, don't you think?
Well, we made it more, we all worked, but we all really put our, you know, put a lot of effort into it. I mean, where we rehearsed had no heat, so it would be freezing in the winter, and Kate would be playing the keyboards with gloves on,
mm-hmm.
and we had to run a cord to the restaurant next door where I worked for electricity.
So did success change the B-52s?
Well, we could finally afford, you know, to stop going to the thrift stores.
But I don't think
a
you
little
did.
Bit.
And you didn't, though, did you?
No, I still like going to thrift stores. I went to the Goodwill downtown, or the one all you can eat for 79 cents.
So you've been there in a crazy dress shop since you've been in St. Louis.
There you go.
Why don't we sample a little Rock Lobster? What are your memories of that? Anything you want to say about that?
Well, I went to the 2001 disco in Atlanta, and there was hardly anybody there. And instead of a light show, they were showing slides of puppies, babies, cooked lobsters. And I thought, oh, Rock Lobster, that'd be a good title.
That's the B-52s. We're talking with Fred Schneider and Al Fisher from the Gateway Men's Chorus. The chorus presents Bad Boys with Fred Schneider tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the 560 Music Center. And one thing I want to mention, Fred, is on a serious note, you and the group have raised, I guess, over $1 million over the years for different organizations for AIDS research and related things.
Yeah, more than $1 million just for AIDS.
And that's really important to you because one of the original members of the B-52s died of AIDS, I guess, back in the early days of the AIDS crisis.
86, yeah. Yeah, Ricky.
I've read where you talk about a time where it was a period of a few years where you just, you know, lost a lot of people that you knew.
Well, yeah. The crowd I knew when I lived in New York at the time when we were, had our record deal, but I was living in New York most of the time rather than up in Mayapack, which was like, egad, crazy town. All these people I knew, like Klaus Nomi and John Sex, they were all these club performers who are really talented, but, you know, they're gone now. Mm-hmm. And Ricky and other friends of mine.
So...
It's been a
long journey then. Are you still doing that? Still raising money?
Oh, sure.
And one of the songs we're doing, Dreamland, is sort of grounded in that whole time and that whole issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was important to Fred for us to sing that song with him.
Al, what do you want people to know about the rest of the show and anything in advance?
I don't want to give too much away. I want them to sort of come and be ready for anything. And because we're going to give them a whole lot of Bad Boys and an incredible variety of music, lots of fun, some costume changes, which we don't do much.
And lack of costumes.
Well, I did want to bring that up, but I read a little bit about people being proud of their bodies. So where's that going?
Well, we are doing Hot Pants Explosion. So we'll just sort of let imaginations wander from there. We have some of the best musicians in town playing with us.
Yes, they're really good.
They are awesome. I don't know if people know this. St. Louis is actually known for their pit musicians and session musicians. Mm-hmm. We have a really strong musicians union here. And we have three of the best playing with us tonight.
That's Al Fisher of the Gateway Men's Chorus. We're also talking to Fred Schneider of the B-52s. This is St. Louis Public Radio. Oh, Fred, what's new? A bunch of things. You're involved with another group, the Superions?
Yes. We started about 6-7 years ago, and we have a Christmas album. I do mention Christmas in it. It's called Destination Christmas. And the New York Times said, just when you think things can't get any worse at the North Pole, they do. And we have another one with a song, our hit, Who Threw That Ham at Me?
That's about shoplifting, isn't it?
Yes, it's his first disco shoplifting song.
I can't believe it took so long.
I know, you know.
It's a shoo-in.
And I'm working with Elvira. I've written songs for her before, so I wrote some Halloween songs for her. And Southern Culture on the Skids, I have two songs with them. I recorded with them, singing on it, and that's coming out really soon.
And you'll be on tour with the B-52s later this year?
And on tour with B-52s, playing Ravinny in Chicago. Unfortunately, that's the closest, I guess, we come to St. Louis. I thought we were going to play here, but...
No?
No, not this time.
Are there pockets of B-52 fans at certain places? Are there parts of the country that...
We could do a tour of California.
Really?
I've even said, let's do a tour of California. We don't have to drive an hour to get to the...
Since you've been doing it so long, do you get tired of touring? I'm sure you enjoy the events when you get there.
Yeah, the travel. I'm sort of over the travel part. Mm-hmm. The bus is like a mortuary on wheels, you know, just rows of tombs, you know, with a curtain. on wheels.
Well, we look forward to your performance so much. Let me just go over it again. The Gateway Men's Chorus presents Bad Boys with Fred Schneider of the B-52s tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your time here, Fred Schneider. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I hope to be back.
We love your work, and it was fun to meet you.
Thank you.
Next on Cityscape, Blank Space, and later, a look back at the Admiral. This is St. Louis Public Radio.